When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, it's the Kansas City Chiefs offense that has a lot of pelts on the wall historically. Not sure if you know this, but they've won a few Super Bowls in the last few years. They're the opponent for your Houston Texans on Saturday. Noon kick here on Sports Radio 610 as we welcome you back in. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne. So let's find out from the Texans defensive coordinator, Matt Burke, what he thinks of this Kansas City offense. He was asked about Patrick Mahomes and his ability to improvise and scramble. That might be hindered a little bit by a bum ankle that he's on right now. Here's Matt Burke.
We've played a lot of mobile quarterbacks and guys that escape and make off schedule plays. I think he's probably the most, the least predictable of where he's going with it or where he's getting out. Like some guys, you know, kind of where their favorite to escape to or like the flush, or they don't want to go away from the thrown hand, or they want to step up, or he'll do it all. You know, and he steps up, then drops back, then spins and goes and gets out. So that's the first piece, is I think it's he's a lot more unpredictable in where he's escaping to and how you're trying to corral him.
Yeah, and that's the scramble drill. It's he's got more options available to him, and his ability to kind of read the coverage and understand, I think, how his scrambling can manipulate the coverage. His receivers, or at least Travis Kelce, is on the same page with him there. We talk about why he's maybe not quite the same guy this year. Part of that is, okay, Xavier Worthy's a rookie. Hollywood Brown's been injured. And like that ESP connection with his receivers when he's scrambling isn't the same either. Nope. So I think he's still very much capable of making the big time throws. I don't think he has many opportunities. Now, the heyday was back when Tyreek Hill, Mahomes would scramble and Tyreek Hill would have 8 yards of separation, yeah, and then it's off to the races. And he still had that with Travis Kelce last year, and he still has it this year, but Kelsey's just slowly declining, sure, in his ability.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's what you have to be hyper aware of, is that, man, I cannot lose track of A, where my zone is in zone coverage and who's entering it and leaving it, or if I'm attached to a guy, I got to stay attached to Travis Kelce's hip no matter what. And taking a look back at the quarterback is probably going to be the thing that gets the ball completed on me. That's where it gets dicey, and because then that's when if Mahomes decides to run, your defensive backs are all attached at the hip to their guys, and he gets 20 yards rushing because everybody's eyes are facing directly away from him.
Mahomes is wild, man, because you think about good quarterbacks, and there's some quarterbacks you go, oh, he can throw from any arm slot.
Yeah.
You know, there's other quarterbacks you go, yeah, no, he's really good at scrambling. He gets out of the pocket. He's able to move.
Yeah.
He's very mobile. They talk about CJ a lot. What's his big thing? He keeps his eyes downfield. Like, he's, yeah, still seeing the whole field. Mahomes does all of those things.
Right. And CJ CJ does it with Nico really, really well in the, yeah, scramble drill. And we've noticed that difference, obviously, since when he's at both those Nico Collins touchdowns, he had to extend the play. Mm-hmm. Whether you want to call it a scramble or not, he had to extend the play on both, yep, of those, and it wasn't the first read that ended up being the touchdown. I think that's where the one thing that's been kind of strange about CJ this year is that when he does pull the ball down, It almost feels like he's more of a rookie quarterback this year than he was last year, and that he'll kind of, do a full turn in the pocket and reverse course and run out the back of the pocket and just, it's more so, it looks more improvisational, but when young quarterbacks do it, it looks more like they're doing what they tried to get away with in college. So I don't know if that's maybe just because of the circumstances or because he's trying to emulate Mahomes and be more random with it, but it's just, it doesn't feel all that good when he does it.
Here's Matt Burke on how the defense has to play against that version, the improv version of Mahomes.
A team like this or an offense like this and that has those capabilities, like it's a two-headed monster. Like our front's got to be good and try to corral them and rush them and keep them where we want to keep them. And then, our back end has to plaster and understand, like, you're in zone coverage. Like, it's not just, they're not just going to run to you in your zone. They're going to sit down. They're going to move. They're going to break off your leverage, all those things. So, it's going to be a full team effort to try to stop this.
Yeah. I think, last week the big challenge was, hey, keep everything in front of you, but just come up and rally to the ball. And that's always going to be, that's one of the main character traits of D'Amico's defense when they're doing it the right way. With the Chiefs, they're not running the ball all that effectively this year, so it makes it a little bit easier to be disciplined and stay back and kind of have that attitude like they did versus the Dolphins last week of like, okay, if you run a little bit, then so be it. Mm-hmm. We don't want to get Mahomes'd.
Yeah.
And then as far as the QB scrambling, like, Mike Vick back in the day, it was like, all right, make him run to his right. Just don't let him run to his left because he's a lefty.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams is the same book when the Texans faced him earlier this year. Okay, make him go to his left. He's not as comfortable for him. Like, that's standard stuff. Mahomes is elevated way beyond that.
He's Mahomes.
One of our listeners says that CJ escapes to the right too much and teams are going to scheme that up. That's interesting. That's an interesting thing to dig into, because obviously CJ would be more comfortable escaping to his right.
Although that first touchdown to Nico, I mean, granted, it wasn't a shot downfield.
He was scrambling to his left
yeah, and threw it through a maze of players right to Nico Collins.
Yeah, but if they're taking away his first, you want to take away their first option in the passing game, but also with a quarterback, you want to take away his first option at scrambling.
Yeah, well, and to this texter's point to a degree, when CJ escapes to the right, I feel like a lot of good things happen on this.
Because he can throw back across his body.
Yeah.
I think like when he's rolling to the left, he can throw back to, against the grain to the right.
Mm-hmm.
But he's really lethal when he's scrambling to the right and he can throw back to Nico or throw back to Dalton Schultz.
Yep.
Some of those things that should theoretically open up with the bootleg in the zone game.
That's right.
CJ's very good at doing that part of it. The old rule was don't throw over the middle of the field late in the down. That's changed in that some quarterbacks can and some quarterbacks can't.
Yeah.
And I think CJ's still very much a guy that you're okay with him throwing it into the middle of the field late in the down because he's got a good feel for what's going on in front of him.
I am, no doubt. Yeah, I'm okay with that. Here was Matt Burke. Is Hollywood Brown playing in this game?
They're not sure yet.
Okay.
This is interesting. Whoever asked this question, I couldn't tell if it was Cole or somebody else.
Okay.
But I left the part of the question in asking about Hollywood Brown.
What makes him so dangerous, even if he's at, say, 50% or 60% this game?
I hope he's at 20%. It's obviously the speed. It's another speed element. And they brought Worthy in, who obviously has some speed as well. So now you're at another guy that can stretch the field. I mean, Hollywood, that's been his calling card for a long time. So, I think if he plays, like, it's just another sort of top-end guy that we have to account for.
Now the Texans have a true bad boy image now in the NFL. That quote would have gotten picked up, and people would have said, Texans defensive coordinator wishes injury upon opposing player.
He's trying to injure the... No, yeah. I think even that's pretty self-explanatory. I hope he doesn't play. We don't have to add that.
I hope he's 20%, not 60%.
I don't believe he's played yet this season, so the question is whether he comes back and is healthy enough to play in this game. And that'd be interesting, too, if Mahomes doesn't play, do they maybe consider more putting Antonio Brown out there to give Carson
Hollywood
Wentz one?
Brown, yeah.
Yes, and Antonio Brown if they can get
that
him.
Would be something.
If they can find him, yes.
He could probably step in still and get like 5 catches.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right? He's probably still in shape.
Antonio Brown's definitely one of the... Yeah, Have conversations been had with anybody in NFL offices about whether or not they should talk to Antonio Brown?
I don't think so. I think you held on to this You held on to this notion longest that he would
play again.
They'd never close the door.
I thought some point after he jumping jacked his way off the field in Tampa, I still thought that he was going
to
play in
the
NFL.
You were
going
to be the last one to turn the lights out on the Antonio Brown will play.
Honestly, and I don't even know what his status. He might be indefinitely suspended at this point. I'm not sure. I don't even know.
Did he leave suspended?
I don't think so, but it wouldn't surprise. I wouldn't be surprised if, by the way, he still has a suspension. It wouldn't surprise me, but I don't recall that he was suspended.
Right. Yeah. Is this time served?
Yeah.
Him sitting out the last 2 years or however long it's been.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm not going to ask ChatGPT about it because ChatGPT sucks for sports information.
Yeah, they're not good with stuff like
one
that.
One of our listeners just texted in something erroneous. You politely corrected him.
I did.
And he blamed ChatGPT, and I believe him.
Because, did he? Okay.
He had said that the last remaining player who was on the team when DeAndre Hopkins was here was Leonard Tunsil.
Titus Howard.
Which is false. There's several guys that were here when DeAndre Hopkins. But he blames ChatGPT. The last question I asked ChatGPT where I learned my lesson about, like, you just can't ask it factual stuff about sports was, I wanted a list of players from non-Power 5 conferences who are now in the Hall of Fame this century, who are inducted. And they gave me a couple of names, and then also Ed Reed, who is from the tiny University of Miami, apparently.
Oh, that small school.
Yeah, they just threw Ed Reed's name in there. So if I had gone...
Because
he's an idiot, ChatGPT. He's one of these idiot savants.
Yeah.
You know, they're just kind of... I'm reading these articles lately. I can spot some of them just by what they leave out. So I read this article about, the amount of exercise that will put you in the top 25th percentile of longevity or what have you. One of the common variables they found in this one study was 230 minutes of walking per day. So that was the study.
4 hours?
I think it was 230 minutes.
Okay.
It was whatever. I think it was just it was like three. It was somewhere around 3 hours. It was like somewhere between 180 and 240 minutes. I read this article, which is a synopsis of a study that was done, and not once in this article, supposedly written by a human being, did they mention that's a lot of walking.
Right.
That's a lot of time.
That is
a boatload of walking. Like, not once in this article did the person who supposedly wrote this article say, like, hey, you might find it difficult to cram in 3.5 hours of walking.
That's a lot of time, man. That's a big commitment.
So otherwise, it was good. It was factually correct. I actually went back and found... I paid a fee so I could read the original study.
Oh, my God. That's
I paid a one-day
you
fee
call ChatGPT
to a scientific journal. Yeah, so I could... So they got all the facts right, but it was obviously written by a computer.
Right.
Because there's no human on Earth that would be like, hey, by the way, just walk 3.5 hours a day.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Into the 9 o'clock hour we go. Are the Texans part of the greatest day of football this year? We'll go through it. I think there's an argument to be made.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.